have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KB Cam and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KB Cam and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Oh, magnify the name of the Lord, and let us adore. Hallelujah. 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 I will praise the Lord. My God, as the psalmist said in 145, I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is my Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. The word of the Lord is blessed, and I will lift him up. Hey, everybody, thank you for joining us today. It is a Thursday, and I am thankful, and all of us, of course, have so much to be thankful for. Well, it is the first day of a new month, and of course, we're just so happy to be here, just so honored, amen, to be here, that God has given us this grace, this opportunity. And today I want to talk about emotional intelligence. But just before that, let us go to God in prayer right here at the place where you find your positive vibes, your positive vision. You find it right here. But let's pray. Father, we thank you now. We give your name all glory, all honor, and all praise. For you, Lord, alone are worthy of it all. And God, we come seeking your face today, Lord God. But we know that as we seek your face, O God, and the mind, O God, that you have put forth in your word for us to perceive, receive, and to follow. God, we know we seek your face, God, you will bless us with what's in your hand. So, God, on today we seek you not just for what's in your hand, but we know that's a byproduct of our hunger and desire to know you in a very real way. We're asking for salvation for those who may be tuned in at any place and point in time, oh God, that do not know you in the pardon of their sins. We're praying right now, Lord God, that there will be a hook, that they will be hooked, oh God, and that you can claim them for the kingdom. So God, today we want to thank you for this opportunity once again, and you be praised, God. You be praised. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is the Loretta Petit Show, by the way. The Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. And today is December the 1st. The first day of a new month is very cold. Well, not very, but it's colder where I am today. And they say we're going to be getting warmer again in the Crescent City, like as soon as tomorrow. That's great, right? Absolutely. Today is National Pie Day, and I went and picked up a piece of cake instead. But today is National Pie Day, and I heard this morning it is also World AIDS Day. We certainly want to ask everyone to lift those up who are going through that devastating disease. Of course, we thank the Lord for where we are in life, our station in life, our health and our strength and our families and our powerful, positive, strong relationships. We certainly give God praise. But, all right, that's what's happening on today. Happy anniversary to all of you who got married on this day somewhere in history. And happy birthday to all of you who are celebrating. We certainly do apologize for our late start today. Sometimes there is a miscommunication of valuable information. Sometimes we're just caught up in technical, where are we, situations. So whatever the case may be, we apologize. And I'm glad, again, to share with you on today. When I talk about emotional intelligence, one of my favorite topics, as a matter of fact, I have done extensive study in management and in leadership. And emotional intelligence is one of the things that really caught my attention because it challenged me to be able to stay cool-headed under most circumstances, you know, under most. I never say all because none of us are perfect. And even though we have such a lofty goal many times, we never reach perfection on every aspect of life. But emotional intelligence helped me to stretch myself and to reach for not being the average or beneath average in situations. Not saying, well, I'm grown enough to say this, or I'm grown enough to do that, so I'm going to do it. I always have that banner before me that I, of course, worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and I'm bought with the price. So there are some things I won't even endeavor to go into. But as it relates to emotional intelligence, it involves understanding your emotions and the emotions of the people around you. Emotional awareness can help you in many different situations at home, at school, at church, and at work. Absolutely. And it's very, very important that we understand our position. Now, when we look at emotional intelligence, you have your high side, you have your medium range, and you have your low side. So when we look at low emotional intelligence, and a lot of people I can think of that jumped out right away when I started thinking about low emotional intelligence, but I don't want to just focus on them. I want to focus on me. I've got to look at myself, and I've got to say, okay, am I in touch with my true feelings, and am I being honest with myself? Now, emotional intelligence is not devoid of feelings. It's not devoid of emotions. It's not devoid of that. It's just knowing how to use your energies in the right way. So low emotional intelligence refers to the inability to accurately perceive emotions, the inability to accurately perceive emotions, and to use the information to guide your thinking and actions. That simply means you're leading with your emotions. That's low emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence can sometimes be referred to as your emotional quotient, like your IQ, your intelligence quotient. Well, it is called your emotional quotient. It is essential to basically every aspect of our lives. In fact, experts have conducted studies and now believe that your and my emotional quotient may actually be more important than our intelligence quotient or IQ. So in determining overall success in life, we're looking to have a high emotional intelligence or high emotional quotient. And of course, when we can have a higher emotional quotient, we can do some things more effectively. We can, you know, be a great team player. We can know how to channel energy in most cases. You know, there's always a match out there for everyone. And, you know, just as you're trying to do so much positivity, somebody will come along with so much more negativity and knock you right out of, you know, the running. So, as we look at emotional quotients or low emotional intelligence, we'll find that it can negatively impact not only our interpersonal relationships, but also it can negatively impact our mental and our physical health. I know many people don't think in terms of that. But with that low emotional intelligence, meaning that you're leading highly with your emotions, and your emotions get stressed out, it gets pulled out of proportion, it gets so stressed that it can definitely cause situations to happen in our bodies. So when we look at some signs of what low emotional intelligence is, I'm sure we can recognize some of this. Being argumentative. You know people who are always argumentative, always. I don't care what you say. You can say the sky is blue today. They will tell you, you don't see that black cloud. The sky is not just blue. The sky is all the way black around this area or that area. They're argumentative. You can say to them, I don't want to go and see that movie. They will give you 100 reasons why you should go. You can say, I'm going to put my car in the shop. They will give you 100 reasons why you don't have to put that car in the shop. You can do it yourself. Just argumentative. Everything, they're just contrary to whatever is being said. How about people who are just not listening? They may even be looking your way, but they're not hearing a word you say. They have shut you out. They've shut you out because their emotions have been either touched, scratched, or burned in some way. All right, another sign of low emotional intelligence is that we always blame other people. We don't take an account of the things that we do, but we're looking for someone else to blame. Blaming, pointing one finger at somebody and pointing the rest of the fingers at themselves. Blaming, a sign of low emotional intelligence. And so that's not the only ways to find out if your intelligence quotient is low, but these are some. Do you make emotional outbursts? You know, I'm in the classroom now and I see all of these things happening, but there are children. How about as an adult? Do you make emotional outbursts? That's a sign of low emotional intelligence. Now, another thing is that argumentative person, all the people that I just depicted to you, the low intelligence or EQ person must always be right. That person must always be right. You probably know someone who always seems to get into arguments with others, friends, family, coworkers, and even random strangers, and they find themselves embroiled in this dispute or that dispute with these argumentative individuals, right? People with low EQ will often argue a point to death while refusing to listen to what anyone else has to say, even if you provide them with proof that they are wrong. They will argue with you being wrong. They will argue with the facts you are presenting to them and still say you are wrong. These people have to win at all costs. Have to win. You have to be on top. You have to win the game. You have to win the argument if you are a person of low EQ. Have to win all the time at any cost and all costs. And they find it impossible to simply agree to disagree. This is particularly true if other people are critical of how the individual does not understand what others are feeling. Now, we understand that low emotional intelligence, that low EQ, and of course, people that exhibit these signs or that carry that low EQ are also insensitive. They're insensitive to other people. For the most part, they don't know the right thing to say. They may also fail to comprehend appropriate versus inappropriate timing of saying things, right? We can understand that with our sanctified imagination, how people will show up in your situation and not be able to say anything to comfort you as one going through. For example, they may say something insensitive at a funeral or make a joke right after a tragic event. If you react to their out-of-line response, they act as if you're being overly sensitive. And I'm talking about the person of low EQ, low emotional quotient or low emotional intelligence. These are some of the behaviors of them. They blame others for their problems. They have poor coping skills, just can't cope. An inability to cope with emotionally charged situations can be an indicator of low EQ. Strong emotions, whether their own or those of others, are difficult to comprehend for those with low EQ. These individuals will often walk away from these situations to avoid having to deal with the emotional fallout, hiding their true emotions and also make it a common occurrence, right? They just do this all over and over and over again. They won't really show you what they're feeling, but they will blame you behind your back and sometimes even to your face. Again, these individuals will often walk away from these situations to avoid having to deal with the emotional fallout of what's going on. They have emotional outbursts. Yes, a person who lacks EQ might also have unexpected emotional outbursts that seem overblown and uncontrollable. The smallest things set them off into a tirade that can last for minutes and even hours. My God, they struggle with relationships. They turn conversations to themselves. It's always about them, always about them. Emotionally unintelligent people tend to dominate the conversation. Even if they're asking questions and appear to be listening intently, they always find a way to shift everything back to them. Wow. So understand that emotional intelligence is important in every facet of life. And we, you know, we want to be able to build ourselves up in that area to be able to be a strong and healthy person emotionally. Now, some people with high emotional intelligence, contrary to what we just shared with you, harness the wisdom of emotions better than others. Emotionally intelligent people are easy to spot because they tend to successfully manage their difficult situations. There are sometimes you can persuade a person to come to your side. Sometimes you can just meet in the middle. And sometimes it's just a situation where you have to deject yourself or eject somebody else. But they manage the difficult situations in whatever way seems logical and less hurtful to the parties involved. They express themselves clearly. Let me be clear, one of my favorite lines. Let me be clear. They express themselves clearly. They don't muddy up things. They don't make it look muddy and tell you when something falls to the floor, I told you not to do that. No, they express themselves clearly. They gain respect from others, and they influence other people. This group of winners, they entice other people to help them out, and they keep cool under pressure. They recognize their emotional actions. They recognize that their emotional actions or reactions to people's situations is on point. They recognize when it's on point. And they know how to say the right thing to get the right result. People who are winners emotionally with emotional intelligence or the emotional quotient, they manage themselves effectively when negotiating. And they manage other people effectively when negotiating. They motivate themselves to get things done. And they know how to be positive even during difficult situations. So we all have a place to grow. We all have a place to build. We all have a place where we can be strengthened to come from the bottom of the barrel or somewhere in between and get on that top rung. All we have to do is learn how to manage our emotions, learn how to not slip and say things that you cannot take back, learn how to not slip and do things that you cannot undo. Emotionally intelligent people look at it for what it is, and what positively can come out of it. And if there is a situation where it appears that positivity is not going to come out of it, the emotionally intelligent person will know what to logically do in those situations. So today, I hope as we have shared on the emotional intelligence or emotional quotient, I hope that something really, really blessed you on today. If you want to reach out to me, get in touch, you can. You can send your email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. Unfortunately, sometimes it bounces back if the mailbox gets too full. But here's my other email address. You can send it to LorettaPetit@AOL.com. That's P-E-T-I-T, Loretta Petit. @AOL.com as a backup email. Either way, I will be happy to correspond with you. I love the Lord with all my heart. I love the Lord, and I would love to see persons who are seeking receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I would love to see that happen for you. And if you have ministry questions, feel free to reach out to me. If I cannot answer them, I will get an answer for you. Most times, I should be able to answer them, but we'll see. It's according to what you ask. So send that email today, dear people. The day you hear this podcast, send your questions or your comments to me, and I will be happy to correspond with you. Having said that, I pray you have a wonderful, wonderful week, what's left of it. I pray you have a peaceful rest tonight and sleep all the way through the night. That's my hope for you, my sister. I pray that you seek God about your next, whatever your next is. I pray that you would seek the Lord to know how to do your next, nothing lacking, that you will know where to build or where to move. You will know how to market and how to brand. I pray that you'll be able to be financially situated and even secure with your new venture. So do it. Step out on faith. Be all you can be. Let the Lord use you to give back. Let the Lord use you to make impact. The road will never always be easy. We will not always have a rosy bed of ease. But when the Lord gives us those moments, let's enjoy those moments, harness and enjoy the moments that God gives you to breathe, the moments he gives you just to relax, the moments God gives you to build on something that's going to change the trajectory of your life. Because God has given all of us gifts, and he says he has made his calling sure. Not only that, but our gifts will make room for us. He'll bring us before great people. You got the faith? Who's got the faith? You got the faith? You got the faith? Well, if you got the faith, step out on it and let the Lord be glorified through what you're putting out in the community. So until next time, I pray God's choice, his blessings for you, my friends. And I pray that we will meet again right here on next Thursday at 5:35 p.m. So having said that, have a blessed and wonderful evening. Season's greetings, one and all. And to my awesome producer, I love you, sis, with the love of the Lord. Till next time, I'm Loretta Petit. This has been the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. Bye for now.
Give me a heart that's soft as a whisper, able to stand in the toughest winter.